Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. I welcome you today with a full heart and gratitude with the opportunity to really speak to you from a place of experience in what I'm about to talk about, and very passionately as well. So I'm just going to dive right in. If this is your first time listening, my name is Cynthia Sloan. You can find me at Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, no A or E, .com. And there's a lot of information there as well. So I'm really going to talk about many different things, but they all tie in together. So that's the key, is just stick with me, because at the end there'll be a beautiful bow for you to tie it all together. So we're born into this world that we can all relate to, right? We're born into this world, and we come from, there are many belief systems, but I'm speaking, and again, I'm not representing any belief system or anyone. I'm representing myself, my truth, and if it doesn't resonate, just enjoy the show. And if it does, if it empowers you or helps you in any way, then I invite you to make it your own and continue after the show ends. So we are all born that we can agree on, and there are many belief systems about where we come from, et cetera. I can only share my experience, and my experience was having the ability in the embryo to, I don't even know, I think it was a consciousness. I can't even say that it was physicality. So I'm not even going to say that, hey, my eyes were there and I could see other parts of me growing. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that consciousness is energy. It's vibration. It's matter, physical matter. It is everything from mathematical to light. It's, I mean, it's everything. So consciousness does not need eyes to see, is what I'm basically saying. So what is consciousness? It's like raw, pure energy that is aware of itself. Let's put it that way. And that raw, pure energy can vibrate high, it can vibrate low. What's the vibration part? Let's say that that's the body of the consciousness. So if you're thinking, hey, what is she talking about? Vibration, body. Vibration can be basically a good day or a bad day for your cellular body or your mental body, your emotional body. But the consciousness, I would say, is not only aware of your physicality, whether you're a newborn, an infant, or a child, or an adult, but that consciousness is also aware of where you are in your soul evolution. And the consciousness, I believe, is connected to not only the cellular function of the heart. Let's say the heart is the mainframe of the vibration. So the vibration and the symmetry, the geometry. So the heart would be the unconditional love that the consciousness and your heart represent about you, towards you. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit and say consciousness is there as an energy. It's like it's even in the universe and the cosmos and the star system. So consciousness is, I'm going to put it in the framework of an awareness that has multiple and unending capacities to contemplate, to understand, but never loses its knowing. If consciousness were to have a knowing, that it is, it comes from love, universal love, creator love, and it grows in love, in vibration. So basically what I'm saying to break it down is the consciousness of the universe never, and that exists within you as well, never stops loving itself, nor does it ever forget who you are. So you can struggle through life. You can have, and again, we're all here to learn and grow, and you may have struggles, and hopefully you've grown through them, etc. But your higher self, which would maybe be the part of your consciousness that isn't in the struggle, but actually holding the love and the clarity about who you are, and that you will return to that and maybe grow it, expanding it from one opportunity to the next. If you choose to do inner work, emotional work, mental work, physical work, spiritual work, and when I say work, I mean, some people are passionate about it. I certainly am. And, you know, work can be meditation. It can be exercise. It can be everything from writing down your dreams, your goals, to forgiving yourself and others. And so the consciousness is always there. So the part of you that loves yourself, I said, hey, I'm laughing because sure, I'm positive it didn't say it like this. But if there was a part of your consciousness that was like, hey, let's go into body and have all these experiences that culminate in an extremely good life and a fulfillment, as well as catapulting our soul evolution to a whole other level and degree. And all of those can be true. And so I say to you that the consciousness of that I experience is the ability to recognize and become a member, so to remember that that aspect of you is observing you, as well as you are observing everything that's going on in your life, but it's a part that really doesn't get caught up in the drama, I'll put it that way, or caught up in the trauma, or caught up in the... that's not going to work. I guess my dog has something to say. Caught up in the, of course it's going to work. I'm like, that's not going to work. Of course it is. So going back to the subject, and thank you so much for your input, speaking to my dog. There's a strong validation there of the dog barking. Basically, what I'm getting at is, if you, in your life, have been born into an environment that is toxic, that is dark, that is traumatizing, that is, I'll just say, you're born and you're like, right away, you're in it. And you're experiencing, even as a baby or a child, you're experiencing this intensity that didn't really give you a chance to go, didn't give you a chance to experience who you are, who you could be, and you're immediately in survival mode. And that happens, unfortunately, all the time, and actually more now than ever. And so when that happens, again, the consciousness is such that it's moves into, so there's a part of you that, there's a part of your higher self, which again is connected to your consciousness, that says, whoa, we got to survive this, so let's move into survival mode. So let me fast forward and just say that you do what you need to as far as to try and understand external love, to try and understand external interactions, relationships, friendships, etc. And then you get to a point in your life, and if you haven't, I'm going to invite you to, where you may recognize or realize or contemplate, if you're hearing this for the first time, that whether you were given a chance to or not to contemplate or fully integrate this part of you, the part of you that loves all of you, the totality of you, even the part or parts of you, you can decide that, for yourself that others may have told you to hate. And I'll tell you why. Because if people are hating on you, if in your childhood they were hating on you, and you have adapted to hating on those parts of yourself, what I will say to you is to hate another, to not like somebody else, there's mostly, without question, something you see in them that you are denying and trying to remove or not accepting about yourself. And so if you see that mirrored to you consciously or unconsciously in another person, then you're going to hate that aspect that you hate in yourself in another person because you have not yet fully embraced all of you, come to love all of you, come to move into a state of clarity of, you know what, none of that stuff was mine, and what is mine is to literally embrace and bring back home all parts of me and know that the parts of me that I have not fully been loving are not only lovable, but it's up to me and no one else, no one else to have that experience of healing, loving myself and accepting myself and feeling a sense of wholeness and completeness. And I say this because if you look at a society of humanity, regardless of where it is in the world, whether it's a group of people, whether it's a faction of society, whether wherever it is, whatever it is, if there is a group or a large faction that is hating on one person or hating on a whole other country, etc. If you are seeking to know peace, I cannot emphasize it stronger than to say to you that to start loving yourself, even liking yourself, or even being aware of the parts that have not been loved by others, and therefore now you've brought them home and you're loving yourself fully and completely. My point is not necessarily by any means to say that whether it's a small group of people or a large group of people or another country or within your own country, etc., that you should just love everything and not have an opinion and even abuse is okay. No. Absolutely not. I am not saying that. I am saying, though, that unless as a human species we take a step towards ourselves, instead of being focused so completely on others, we are looking at repeating past mistakes that humanity has already experienced. And you can fill in those blanks based on your life, on your personal life, on your friendship life, relationship life, or even on a bigger scale. So there is a health crisis going on around the consciousness of humanity. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of focus externally on, yes, let's connect on hating and making this faction wrong or that person or group or people wrong, and we will feel okay or even right in our little circle. And what I'm saying is there needs to be an awakening for this health crisis to cease. And if you have a health crisis and you are dealing with physical problems, then you are being invited to focus even greater on loving all parts of you. Why? Why? Because the focus has to go from the external to the internal. And it's about loving yourself. And I'm not just saying, hey, good morning, gorgeous. You look beautiful today and I love you and getting on with your day. No, I'm talking a little more in depth and less superficial. I'm talking about what you hate in another person, you hate in yourself first. You would not even be bothered by that in another person if you didn't reject it within you. And so to start healing yourself is to start embracing all parts of you, especially the parts that you don't like. I don't care if it's external and you look in the mirror and you think something, you don't like something, or you think other people won't like it. Right there and then, what have you done? You have thrown the energetic balance of your health, your oxygenation, the balance of your cell's ability to communicate into distortion, into imbalance. And if it's a lifelong thing, what ends up happening is health issues, sometimes some pretty severe health issues. And that's what I don't want for you. And I also don't want for humanity to forget that this is a time of awakening. There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of humanity on a big scale is feeling a lot of fear, depression, hopelessness, etc. I work with a lot of people all over the world. And so what I will say is that all of those feelings can be triggered by maybe an external circumstance, but they already existed within. Maybe they were dormant. Maybe they were a whisper instead of a yell, but nonetheless, they were there first within you and about you on a smaller scale or a bigger scale before they became empowered or supported to judge another or to cast out another. And so what I'm saying is, looking around and looking at the work that I do and that I'm so honored to do, that there is so much mental and physical suffering going on right now. And the consciousness that I started off talking about, that consciousness, your higher self, let's talk about how to connect to that aspect of you. When I say your higher self, I'm not negating or cutting off your lower self. It's not, this is a better part of you and your lower self is a not so good part of you. Not at all. Your higher self is a way of saying the part of you in consciousness that isn't really attaching itself to what you're going through. It's supporting you, maybe giving you some clues, some ideas, loving you through it, etc., however you want to translate that. But I will say to you that every day, and make it your own, and if it doesn't resonate, throw it out. Every day, in your own way, in between the music you're listening to on your way to work or to visit friends, turn that music off and start a dialogue. Literally, if you have to start it as an example to you only, I'm creating a door. That door is a pathway into the deepest aspects of who I am. And I'm opening that door. And I'm walking in that door. So maybe if you're driving, pull over. So driving, not such a good idea doing this. I would say pull over or before you even get in the car and you're at home. Take a second to do this. And why? The reason being is, in life right now, so many people have a pattern. They have something they wake up to, they do stuff in a pattern the same way all day, and then at night they do the same thing, go to sleep, rinse and repeat the next day. There's nothing wrong with that. However, if there is awakening to happen, if there is healing, if there's an inner voice, it's not going to have a choice. Because you're not paying attention. So then what happens? You're not focusing on your inner voice or your inner world as much as this outer world you're living in validates that you are what? Alive, that you exist, that you are co-creating, that you are participating. It's very tactile, as you know. But this inner world actually has a connection to help your outer world become even better. And so create a doorway, ask that doorway to open, walk through that doorway, go deep into your, wherever you're willing to go. You can literally say, okay, I'm going to visit my 6-year-old self and I'm just going to watch her, or I'm going to ask her questions, or I'm going to ask to have this in a dream state, or whatever it is. But as creative as you are in your awakened state with this external world, you must go within and have a dialogue. Why must you? Because to feel an energy of hate and judgment and a belief that somebody else is responsible for your quality of life or responsible for your lack of quality of life is in part having much to do with your lack of inner communication. And I want for you to feel empowered, to love yourself, to feel like, how can I make a difference in my world? Always start in your world. So there are a lot of people pleasers out there, and I, being one of them, never, ever started with myself. It was always about, I mean, down to my dogs, it was like, what do they need? What does this person need? What does that person need? Da-da. Before I realized it, either in the middle of the day or by the end of the day, I was hyperventilating. I'm like, what does everybody need? Do they get it, et cetera? And then there's the realization of, wait a second, how can you participate in a world where you don't exist? And forget the people that like you or hate you, put you there, remove you, or what have you. I mean, if you're in that situation, I'm so very sorry. And it is time for you to awaken within and take your power back. Does that mean go to battle? No, it means go within and embrace the parts of you that are feeling beat up, and start to feel not only healed there, but at peace. And then from that peace comes a greater strength. And with that greater strength comes discernment, knowledge, information, intuition, guidance. And guess what? You're able to feel and hear all of that because the deafening sound of pain in your emotional body diminishes, and I promise you, one day will be gone. Now, does that mean that you'll never have anything ever again that upsets you or affects you? No, not at all. What I am saying to you is how deeply it affects you or how deeply it can throw you off changes completely. And you feel empowered from a loving place with yourself, and the realization that even in the best of friendships and relationships, it is not up to them to make you feel whole. It is not up to them to make you feel loved even. Oh, I heard the out loud gasp go on right now when I said that. So I'm going to explain it. When you're in a relationship, it is a blessing to feel loved and to give love and to receive love and to feel that love. But when you become dependent upon it, that is when it becomes distorted, chaotic, and can be very, very damaging. And so I say to you, you want to enter consciously into a relationship that has one aspect that is fully agreed upon by both parties, and that is communication. Communication is key. Communication is key within your body, your soul body, your physical health body, your mental body, your spiritual body, but communication first there. You can't offer another clarity if you don't have clarity. So to have that clarity is one. And second, to agree, to disagree, and then to be able to have conversations about it is the difference between a relationship making it or not. And so that's, I would say that that's the one, and that's certainly up for discussion. Many people can think otherwise, and that's okay. And so I say to you, the beauty of realizing and recognizing that loving yourself, fulfilling yourself, healing yourself, forgiving yourself, feeling a wholeness and a wellness of being has everything to do with how you treat yourself, and not just externally, because how many people work themselves into the ground, come home, and feel like, yeah, I had a full day's work, 15 hours even. How do I feel? Do I feel great about that? No, I feel exhausted. And I'm talking about some clients that I hear about. So what I'm saying is doing the inner work before you go to work, maybe doing a walk through your soul when you get home, open that door. Again, create a soul door within you, walk through it. Is there damage? Does it require you to, now I'm going to get a little corny here, to kiss the walls of your soul? Does it require you to walk through your own, you're like the living walking book of you? Does it require you to put in some pages that speak? By the way, let's not overlook the fact that if you sit down and take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, actually, the more time spent on this exercise or contemplation, the better. And that is to make a list of your best qualities, or of all your qualities. Just sit down, you're tired or you're frustrated or whatever your deal is, and make a list of things I love about myself. And then I ask you to please, please, please put on that list things you never had on that list before. Things that were separate, that you would keep for even from yourself. Put those on the list and love them. I love them. Why? Because that's your totality. That's your humanity. That's all of you. And whether you are dancing with all of you or just the parts that you like, does not make the parts that you don't like go away. So, and they are participating in your life, so you might as well bring them on the dance floor, shine a light on them, and celebrate those parts. Forgive yourself for holding them out, and just love yourself fully and complete. Love those parts. Integrate those parts. And that's what you're doing. And my dogs are so funny. They're scratching the door. Are you going to bark and validate that? Okay. So basically, we're talking about factions of the world and chaos, but I'm more talking about the human being and the fact that there is work to be done, awakening to happen, so that as a collective consciousness, we do not repeat past experiences that the collective consciousness has experienced already. And the difference will be how you treat yourself, because if we have one person doing that and they start to emanate an energy of light, an energy of love, of a lightness of being. And then we have an entire stadium of 1,500 people to 3,000 people loving themselves and going through the process of doing that work, which in my next show I will be sharing with you, that I will be offering a workshop on this work and taking people through the process and meeting them heart to heart and helping them to release and let go of what no longer serves them, their awakening, their life, and, by the way, the contribution to the mass consciousness. So clearing up, healing yourself also lifts a burden off of the mass consciousness. So there's a consciousness within you, and then there's a mass consciousness, which is the consciousness of all matter, not just humanity. There's so much more matter and consciousness than just humanity. And so doing the work will connect you with the rest of consciousness, whether it's the pulse of Mother Earth, the animal kingdom, the sky nation, whatever it is. You don't even have to seek it out. It will seek you out. Believe me. Okay, so a funny story for you. Where I live, it's been extremely foggy. I mean, thick, thick, cold fog in the morning. And so I went out with both my dogs into the yard today, and it was so foggy that it looked like a wall. So the dogs came out with me and stood on either side of me and just looked straight ahead like, what happened to the yard? And then looked at me, and I said, I know, huh? And then I saw the neighbors on the roof of the neighbor across from me. I saw what looked like a pigeon. And so, it really did cast a shadow. And so I looked at the dogs and I said, look, kids, it's Batman. And the minute I said that, you can't write this stuff in my life, it flew off the roof, and I have a table and chairs in the backyard, and it came all the way to the chair, the back of the chair, and landed there and looked at me, and I was like, cool, it is Batman. So it was really funny for me. The dogs, yeah, they couldn't care less. But my point is that consciousness exists in all form. In fact, it would probably be baffling to most people to experience the fact that consciousness, awareness, exists even in trees that then become the floor in your home, exists in factions of paint on the walls of your home, exists in factions of material in your car. And so I am saying that there is consciousness on this planet, in everywhere, in everything. Otherwise, it would not hold its form. And that's a whole other conversation to have. Consciousness and form, how it holds that form, even though consciousness is so expanded, it is all forms and no form at one time. So there's that as well. So, I mean, when the pigeon flew down onto the chair, do you really think the pigeon was flying down to an object that was foreign to itself? No, there had to be some form of connectivity between that pigeon and that chair for that pigeon's physical matter to know that that chair was there and could sustain it. But I'll talk about that another time. But in any case, there's a very strong awakening that is happening all over the world and needs to happen in order to assist the vibrational frequency that many feel is flatlining. It's not. On one level, it's flatlining. Again, it's the hopelessness and the depression and fear and everything that I spoke of earlier. And at the same time, there is a vibrational frequency of awakening that is probably the strongest it's been in a very long time, and with reason. And so that is happening. And again, I will share when and where you can experience that, not just with me, but with others and yourself, most importantly, as well. And so I say to you, when you go to drink water every day, regardless, or any liquid for that matter, coffee, juice, whatever, even a glass of wine, stop for a moment, and I am really saying this, and give yourself permission to, for a second, even if it's just mentally for you, I would hope you would feel it, but if it's just mentally for you to look at that liquid and say, because liquid is sacred geometry. What does that mean? It means if you're really mad and you yell hateful words into water, it's going to become distorted acid water. If you are loving and you speak into your water with loving kindness, your water is going to not only become alkaline or raise its ability to be, but it's also going to soothe all parts of you, by the way, physically, when you drink that liquid, that need love. So let's go over that one quick second. No, why am I going a quick second? I have time. Let's make it a long minute. So when you focus on the liquid you're drinking, and let's say you're in a bad mood, okay? Happens. You're just frustrated or overwhelmed or anxiety, whatever you're going through at the moment, but you want help with that. Please don't bypass the fact that you can call upon my higher self, call upon the love that lives in me, within me, even though I'm not feeling it. I know it's there. This is an example to you. You can make it your own. And I ask that that love be present in the water I'm drinking as an example, and as I drink it, it goes to all the body parts, all the cells, all the organs that are feeling stressed, that are imbalanced, that are chaotic, and this water is soothing those areas and offering the cellular function, the DNA of matter to absorb what? Love through the water, and all of a sudden you will start to feel better. The more frequency in that dialogue and your body receiving it through that liquid, you're going to feel an increase in well-being. So I'm not saying stop what you're doing. I am saying there are ways to add to it that, one, make you feel empowered, and two, utilize this external world to assist your internal world. And so that is powerful, actually. I've done it, and it's very, very powerful. I've healed myself from so many things that, and so many different ways that I'm not speaking just from hope or desire. It's factual. So, and I believe that if it can happen for me, it can happen for anybody. Meaning we're all human, and we all have a similar makeup. So I'm going to go back to what I was talking about previously, and that is, if you don't like something about someone, you don't like something that's going on in the world, you don't like something or a group of people or what have you, please stop whenever you can, maybe at night before you go to bed or whenever. And ask yourself, what I am judging about this person, am I free of that, or does that live within me? Most likely it lives within you in a known or unknown way, and you have to heal that. Not because you need to like that person, forget about it, but so that you can heal yourself, in turn, present to the world that you want to experience. And again, it's going to benefit your work, your relationships, your health, your bank account. Why? Because it's raw, pure energy. You are raw, pure energy. So there's much you can do in the world on the external level, but if you really want to change things, go within and start with yourself. And then watch things validate, attract to you. You don't even have to go looking for them. It's opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And so I send you so much love and so much light. And I hope that just for today, and then maybe just for tomorrow and the next day and on and on and on, you can give yourself permission to love the parts of you that either no one has ever loved because they never knew them, or no one has ever loved because that was the consensus. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you start loving all parts of you and watch the transformation in your life. Show up, celebrate who you are, and applaud you. And you did nothing other than allow love in. And so I'm going to leave you here, and I wish you much, much love, and bye for now.